Child of Darkness. My childhood was not like angels. I had loving parents who believed in God. Our family attended church every Sunday. I went to Sunday school, summer camp, and youth group, and thought I was a Christian. When I went away to college, I stopped attending church. It was the 60s revolution. No one told me that anything free still costs dearly. And so free love cost my innocence, my self-respect, and a baby's life. I thought I could just pick up the pieces of my life and move on. When I had just about hit rock bottom, I received a letter from an old hometown friend, Rick Rivers, serving in the Marine Corps in Vietnam. We started to correspond. Once he came home, we dated, fell in love, and married a year later. Though Rick came from a solid, loving family, he knew nothing about Christianity other than what his grandmother had taught him. Psalm 23 and the Lord's Prayer. I didn't know until years later that he had an encounter with God during the 1968 Tet Offensive in Vietnam. It would be many more years until he gave his life to Christ. We both had burdens weighing heavily on our hearts and souls, baggage we carried into our marriage. We had high and low times. I suffered from my past mistakes. Rick suffered from war memories and alcohol abuse. We loved and fought each other, and it all came down to one question for both of us individually. Who is in control of my life? Looking back, I realize God placed many people in our lives to draw us to Him. We kept ignoring the pull, mistakenly believing we could figure things out ourselves. The turning point came when Rick decided to start his own business, and we sold our home and moved closer to family. We experienced stressful outer changes, but no inner changes. I waited in Southern California until our three young children finished the school year, while Rick moved north, lived with his parents, and set up business in Sebastopol. He hunted for a rental home for our family. Only one was available, situated between two Christian families, both of whom invited us to church within hours of our moving in. Our marriage was crumbling, and I was desperate enough to try anything, even God, to stop the pain. Seek and you will find, the scriptures say. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, New American Standard Bible. And faith in Jesus came to me in our neighbor's church. Rick found Christ later in our home Bible study, taught by the pastor. The gospel of Jesus Christ opened our hearts and poured life into our souls. The book of Hosea opened my eyes to the truth. Whenever I'd had a problem, the Lord was the last one I would seek out for answers. I'd lived as a child of darkness until I was in my late 30s. I had been like Gomer, prostituting myself to worldly ideas and practices that defied God and left deep wounds. Now I recognize His loving hand on me from the time I was born. He was always near. In every tempting and potentially life-damaging situation, God had offered a way of escape. I chose not to take it. Even so, God never stopped loving me. And now that I walk with Jesus, He has used what Satan meant for my destruction for His good purpose, not only in my life, but also in the lives of others. He can do the same for you. Study 1.1, Light and Shadows. From Checkers by John Marsden. There are some things that once you've lost, you never get back. Innocence is one, love is another. I guess childhood is a third.
Alex bent down to Sarah. "I want you to go outside and play," he said quietly. "I want to talk to your mother alone." He smiled and patted her cheek. Sarah smiled, utterly enchanted. Papa had touched her. He wasn't angry at all. He loved her, just as Mama said. "Can I come back when you're done talking?" Papa straightened.